It's match day two. We're at Ibrox for Rangers v Napoli.
Wonderful save there by Alan McGregor.
And right now, it's all about Celtic in Warsaw.
The hearts are starting to beat a little bit faster.
The Old Firm in Europe's big league. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we bring you a double helping of Champions League action. Celtic are underway in Warsaw against Shakhtar Donetsk and they lead. A huge night for Rangers as they look to bounce back from recent disappointments against Napoli at Ibrox. And tomorrow it's over to Hearts to see if they can get their Conference League campaign up and running. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight until 11 o'clock, it's Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
What a rare night we've got ahead of us here. I mean, how many years have we waited for our teams to be in the Champions League? And we've got two in the one night. And what a start it is for Celtic away at Shakhtar. 18 minutes in, 1-0 up and playing very well. Over to Rangers later on, 8pm kickoff against an informed Napoli side. What an evening we've got ahead.
Yeah, this is about making the best of a bad situation, Gordon. We know the rescheduled fixtures and so on and the reasons for it, but now that we are where we are, to have two nights in the two teams in the Champions League on the same night, it's set up to be an absolute blockbuster.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Two terrific games. And Mark, we're sitting watching the game here, Gordon. 18 and a half minutes on the clock. Celtic, for those 18 and a half minutes, have been terrific. Dominated this game away from home against a team that goes into this game full of confidence after last result. And then we look forward to Ibrox at 8 o'clock for another terrific game.
Yeah, if you are just tuning in and you've not been up to speed on what's happening in Warsaw, it's 19 gone, Shakhtar Donetsk 0, Celtic 1, and Celtic, Mark Wilson, are well worth that lead. They have been all over Shakhtar Donetsk. They could have scored inside the first minute. Kyogo had a shot well saved. There was a header from Matt O'Reilly that went goalward. They've had various balls across the face of the box. It has been one-way traffic, and then eventually, I have noticed it seems to have gone down some places as an own goal. Rio Hatate will maybe try and claim it. It was another nice move, slipped into him, and he found, via the aid of a deflection, the bottom corner, even though Kyogo was ready to tap the ball in. So it's been a really, really good opening to this game for Celtic.
Yeah, it's been a terrific start. I mean, take away the Real Madrid game. If you've watched Celtic this season against anybody else, this is the way that they've played here for this opening 19 minutes. Kind of suffocated Shakhtar, moved the ball quickly, got the goal at a good time, and the goal was deserved because he had a few opportunities before then. Hatate will probably feel a wee bit hard done by. And it was a great goal, and here they come again. Another chance.
They're into the box, Celtic. They've got men over. Oh, it's a poor ball from Haksabanovic, which leads me on nicely to just quickly recap the team, Gordon, because that would be the one, I'm not sure it's a surprise, but the biggest piece of team news. Some of the Celtic team picks itself at the moment. It's the goalkeeper you expected, it's the back four you expected, it's the midfield three, Kyogo, Jota and Haksabanovic leading the line.
It was a bit of a surprise for me. I wasn't expecting it, Gordon, but let me tell you, for 20 minutes, I think the boy's been excellent. He's been involved in everything at Celtic's, with the attacking sense of it. Down that left-hand side, the goal came from that. Juranovic, it looked to me, was just a clearance. Went in, the ball ended up at him, got into Hatate, and all of a sudden, they were in trouble, and I would give the goal to Hatate. I thought it was great play with them. As you say, Kyogo was there to tap it in anyway. Well deserved 1-0 so far.
I mean, it might not be your decision, to be fair.
No, it won't be, but tonight in Super Scoreboard it is.
Right, 0141 951 1025. What a night we've got in store. So here's the way, hopefully, it will play out. Celtic fans, you might be brave enough to pick up the phone and give us your thoughts as the game is going on. We certainly expect you at half time and full time. And Rangers fans, how good is it to have Champions League football back at Ibrox? How long have you waited for that? Now, I know results haven't been great, so with that in mind then, what are you expecting tonight? Are you expecting changes to the team? We know Alan McGregor will play. Should Alfredo Morelos start for Rangers tonight, yes or no? Get your calls in. You know what these big nights are like. We had good practice, didn't we, in the Europa League last season. Are you heading along to Ibrox right now? It would be extra special to hear from you. Pick up the phone and let us know how you're feeling. Not a great build up to this game, but a Champions League fixture at Ibrox nevertheless. Come on, 0141 951 1025. just how big a night is this for Rangers, Gordon?
Yeah, massive, Gordon. I was listening to, you know, some of the programme last night. A supporter come on and was talking about if he doesn't get a result tonight, he must walk, he must go. It's incredible. 2 weeks ago, this guy was untouchable. We wouldn't have a bad word said about him. Comes in for a couple of bad results, and I think it's the manner the way Rangers get beat, especially over in Amsterdam. I thought a lot of Rangers supporters were disappointed with the way the team went about their business and how easy it was for Ajax. So it's a big night against an Napoli team that will come to Glasgow full of confidence after a terrific result against Liverpool.
Come on, Rangers fans, how are you feeling? What changes would you make to the team? Should Alfredo Morelos play? Yes or no? 01419511025. Give us a call right now, please. Andrew McLean's already at Ibrox, nice and early to set the scene.
Yeah, being in the Champions League should be a bit of a celebration, really. But most important thing for Rangers tonight is trying to stop that rot. In normal circumstances, a Scottish team coming up against the top side in Serie A, a side who hammered Liverpool last week, there probably wouldn't be a massive emphasis on performance, mostly anyway, and result as well to some extent. But you don't get that feeling at all tonight, really. Those two 4-0 defeats against Celtic and Ajax, they've left Rangers fans asking big questions about Giovanni Van Bronckhorst and his players, and they need to at least answer some of them tonight in what will be a very, very tough game. Van Bronckhorst adamant he won't be changing his philosophy that he believes in, but something will definitely need to change tonight. One of those things will be the goalkeeper. John McLaughlin is out injured, so Alan McGregor will come in to replace him. Alfredo Morelos is also physically ready to start, according to his manager, and he faces a big decision on whether to start him or not. This game, of course, being played 24 hours later than planned following the death of Queen Elizabeth II last week. There will be a big Union Jack display in the Broomloan Road stand to my left in tribute. No Champions League anthem tonight, and despite UEFA rejecting requests from a few British clubs to play the national anthem before tonight's games, Rangers have tweeted there will be a rendition of some sorts before kick-off. I'll be back with team news as soon as I get it.
Right, come on, until Andrew McLean gives you the team news, you're the boss, you are in charge. Pick up that phone and let us know who should play. We know the goalkeeper will change. It seems John McLaughlin is injured, so we know Alan McGregor will play. How do you feel about that? 8 goals conceded in the last 2 games, Rangers fans. Does that mean you change the back four? Midfield is always interesting, and particularly up top. Is this the game we see the return of Alfredo Morelos, or does that need to wait? Come on, let us know your answers. You're the most important people here. 0141 951 1025. Going to be fascinating, Gordon. Normal circumstances, any team, anywhere, you lose 4-0 twice in a row, the axe comes out and the team gets ripped apart. You just wonder if that's the manager's style.
That'll be interesting. I don't think there'll be, obviously, the goalkeeping changes there. It's forced on him. Whether he would have made that or not, Gordon, that's debatable. Like me personally, we were talking about this last week before the Amsterdam Ajax game in Amsterdam, and Mark and I both agreed that we would go with McGregor. I still think he's the number one goalkeeper. I think the big question, Mark, okay, you can look at defence. Goldson will definitely play. As Sands play, will he change it to a 3? But the question, Mark, for everyone going along to Ibrox tonight is, Morelos starting, yes or no?
Come on, answer the man. Don't leave him there. It's bad enough when he has these questions going round in his head. So what do you think, Rangers fans? To give you a flavour, Scott is on Twitter. He's en route to Ibrox. Hart says we can win. Head says hope it's not another doing. Alfie starts for me. He's better at holding the ball up and can create something for himself, whereas Colak is a penalty box finisher. What do you think, Rangers fans? Do you agree or disagree with that? 0141 951 1025. Ross is a Celtic fan. You must be delighted with this start, Ross.
Hi, Gordon. Mark and Gordon, yeah, I'm delighted. I think it's just the exact same way Celtic started last week. Again, last week, look what happens when you don't take your chances, teams punish you. And I think tonight we've came out and we've shown that we're not here to make up the numbers, we're here to take part, and I think we will generally cause the other two teams' problems.
Mark, we will find out if Celtic going to win this game or not. We don't know yet. What we do know for sure is that, in case there was any doubt, Celtic will turn up, whether it's Champions League, whether it's home, whether it's Real Madrid. They will play the exact same way, and so far it's working.
Of course it's working. Yeah, it looks very impressive tonight. I mean, for 45 minutes against Real Madrid, it looked good. So it was always, if they stuck to their guns in an away game against this side, I suppose they would get a better result, and it's been that way so far. You know, Ross mentions here, when you're on top of teams, it's important at this level that you score when you get your chances. And when Kyogo was in right in the opening minutes and there was one flash across, you just thought, well, they're going to have to take one of these when they're on top. And they did. Good play for Hatsibanovic, Hatate, good finish. And I must admit, they look like they're strolling. There's always going to be times in this game where Shakhtar will come in.
Celtic were very frustrated there. Sorry to interrupt. There was a free kick. You know, Celtic looked to take it quick. They'd slid it down the side of the box. They were in the penalty box, and for some reason, the referee decides that it was a bit too quick, and back they come. But Celtic very close. Moritz Jens, I think it was, up, had a shot, drilled it towards goal, and the goalkeeper saved it with his feet. He's made two good saves with his feet so far. Ross, how pleasing is that? That you know, Celtic are, they really are playing the same way they would play if it was St Mirren or Motherwell or Livingston or whatever. Is it encouraging to see that they're brave enough to do that at this level?
Yeah, definitely. I think that Ange did say that he wasn't going to change, and I'm glad he's not going to change. I think it's given us Celtic fans a lot of hope. I know before the group it was the dreaded Real Madrid and stuff, but I think with the way we're playing tonight and the way we played last week, I don't see why we can't cause team problems. And if we keep playing like this, we will generally cause problems. I do think tonight it'll be another one where Celtic will go on and win comfortably. Again, this is a Shakhtar team that beat Leipzig last week by four goals, so it is really, really pleasing to watch.
Mark, taking the lead is one thing, but inside 28 minutes, that's Moritz Jens had a good effort. Kyogo, a really good one through on goalkeeper, saved it with his feet. There was a ball flashed right across the face, but this is where we can see the danger, because here comes Shakhtar Donetsk and they are level. That is the difference in the Champions League. Celtic have absolutely dominated this first 30 minutes, Gordon, and that is a wonderful finish. Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1.
Yeah, Ross probably wished he hung up earlier. He went too quick there, like most of us. Celtic dominate the game, looking comfortable, looking the team that was going to score the next goal. They play in the counter attack, and they're brilliant at it. You've just seen that there, the way they went up the pitch. It looked no danger. I think it's McGregor that dives in, doesn't get there. That's a great ball inside Juranovic. He's still got a lot to do.
What a finish.
You've got a top class goalkeeper narrowing that angle down, Gordon. He's on that left foot. That is a, as you say, you described it brilliantly, top class finish.
Tell you what, Juranovic is no slouch. He is quick, and the winger has gave him a few yards and still, you know, got inside him with his first touch. Look, it's the difference at this level. We say it all the time. When you're on top at this level, you need to take your chances. Now Celtic took their chance, but they had further chances. I was just about to say there, when you were describing Jens's chance, this is a problem for Celtic. Once they get one up, they need a second just to make things more comfortable, because one breakaway at this level and that happens.
See,
so
a big thing,
the
for
game's changed.
See, you say that teams punish you now. Look at Cal McGregor, one of the best players going about. A terrific leader, terrific captain. Can't say a bad word about him. He goes to win a ball that he shouldn't be going to win, and all of a sudden gets taken right out of the game. One pass splits the defence open. The next shot is in the back of net. You're right, that's the difference when you step up and stand.
Well, particularly that individual, that's Mikhailo Mudryk, who scores the goal. And people might look at Shakhtar and say they're not one of the, obviously, the bigger, better teams in the Champions League. But this is a guy that's meant to be going to Arsenal for £30 million. So he is the man. He's the real danger.
I think you can see that there from that instance. But even a few wee flashes early on, you could see his pace. I think if you look back at the game last week as well, some of the quality, it was in there in the breakaway. They play a particular way, and they are good at it. And Celtic dominating the game, you know, wide open, expansive. But played right into Shakhtar's hands there. Daz is right. One pass, and it was a brilliant pass that McGregor tried to intercept. Maybe he shouldn't have went for it, but it's that quality that one do you. But I don't think Celtic will be disheartened. Don't think they'll change the way they play.
How big a blow is that, Ross, to be pegged back in a game that you're so clearly dominating?
I can't believe I just said that we were going to win comfortably in any scope.
Yeah, we did pick that up, Ross, and so did everybody listening.
No, on again, as I spoke about, it's these big chances. You look at that one with Jens there. In this level, you need to take the chances when they come, because teams like Shakhtar will punish you. But I do think Celtic will. I do think they will still win tonight, but It's one of the ones that when you get a chance in the Champions League, you need to take it. But no, as I say, I'm not going to sit here and dishearten the team now and say sack Ange, because at the end of the day, we're playing well. So
I'm just hang on to that. Because you might be about to go behind, and they have. Shakhtar Donetsk have taken the lead. Ross, you better hang up that phone.
Ross, it's having a nightmare.
Oh, hold on, has it been rolled out?
VR. Is that what
it? Oh, it doesn't count. There you are, Ross.
Just leave anyway. Mate, just leave.
Just hang up, Ross. See you later. It was Marian Schved, of all people, who put the ball in the net. Now, I think the offside flag went up.
Well, again, you can just see the quality here at Shakhtar. But look, Ange Postecoglou, on a serious note, won't want this Champions League campaign, the story to be, we played well, we were great in games, we had loads of chances, but we didn't take them. He'll not want to commit and say that after every press conference. He's already said that last week. He'll be hoping he doesn't have to repeat himself tonight.
So this game's lively. It's 33 minutes gone. It's Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1. Celtic, the better team, took the lead. Looked like they were going to add to it, but my goodness, the quality of Mykhailo Mudryk on the break has really made Celtic pay. And there he is, trying to pull the strings again and slide the ball in behind. So Shakhtar looking very dangerous, Gordon. We're now seeing them. They look like that goal's given them a proper
didn't
boost.
Didn't know a lot about them, Gordon, individually. But as I say, is it Mudryk you said that's going to Arsenal for 30 million?
That's just the interest.
But I've got to say, he looks more than a £30 million player already. He just looks comfortable. He looks like the main guy that pulls the strings. They're a danger now.
Celtic are struggling here. Joe Hart makes a good save. Defensive shape a bit wonky, Mark.
A wee bit lopsided. I think Juranovic is having a wee bit of a difficult time over on this right side, and he could do with a wee bit of a hand, because there's no doubt Shakhtar are strongest over on their left side. It's a wee bit of a dodgy period this for Celtic. After dominating up until that equaliser, they look a wee bit ragged, and Shakhtar certainly been the better team the last few minutes. So just need to steady the ship, and I'm sure Vange Postecoglou goes in 1-1, then he won't be too down about that, and just regroup his players to go again.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think that you've got to. Postecoglou will know that he's going to a difficult venue. He's going against a good side who's brimming with confidence after the result last week. They've been excellent, Gordon. Yes, the home team have dominated in the last 5-10 minutes, but you're never going to dominate in the Champions League away from home for the full game. You've got to realise that you've got to come under pressure. It's how you handle that pressure. And I think Ross makes a great point about the fact that this level, Celtic will create a chance tonight. And again, in the second half, or maybe before, they've got to punish them. They've got to stick away. That's the difference. We're watching that goal again. And I think if you're Cal McGregor, you're disappointed there, Mark, are you not?
Suppose I do think he has to make an attempt to get it. I think it's one of the balls that he actually thinks I could get. The ball and the pace is just that good. I keep saying it, this level, that's the difference. That ball into the midfielder on the half turn, he slips it through, because even that's a good ball inside Juranovic. But the pace and the finish is devastating.
Right, here we are then, 35 gone, Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1, so we will keep an eye on that, obviously. Rangers fans, this is the time for you to step up to the plate. You must be heading along to Ibrox roundabout now. How are you feeling? It's been a really tough week on the pitch, two heavy defeats. What changes are you expecting to see? Can you bounce back tonight? Should Alfredo Morelos play? 01419511025, we will speak to you next.
Old Firm in Europe's big league. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
40 minutes gone, Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1, and after dominating early on, the equaliser for Shakhtar, it now looks like the home side are the most likely to go on and add to that. 5 minutes until the break, so Celtic fans, appreciate you might not want to call right now. Make sure you get in touch at half time and review that first half for us. Andy is a Rangers fan on the line. What are you thinking tonight, Andy?
I'm stuck at these dreaded gas tanks again. But my team for tonight is McGregor, goals. I would have the same back four. I drop Sands for Davies if he's fit. I would have Jack, Arfield, and Davis midfield. Tillman playing wide left and right playing right hand side with Alfie through the middle.
So you've dropped Ryan Kent?
Yes.
Interesting.
I didn't see that one coming, Andy.
I'm dropping Lundstrom as well, by the way.
I tell you what, you're making big changes. You're not frightened to make the big calls, Andy. I'm delighted that you're stuck in traffic.
But why is tonight the night for Alfredo Morelos, Andy? Because that's going to be the big one, isn't it?
Well, it's just as everybody's saying, he can hold the ball up, can make room for his shell, he can make room for Tillman coming in to the left, or Scott Wright coming in from the right. I'm not decrying Čolak at all. I think Čolak's a brilliant player. I'd like to see Alfie getting back in there and doing what he's good at doing in Europe.
Will Alfredo Morelos play tonight, Mark Wilson, Gordon DL?
Yes, for me. I think Rangers will need someone. I think somebody touched on it, someone to hold the ball up tonight. I think Napoli, very, very good side, and Rangers will come under pressure, so they need somebody to alleviate that pressure. I think Čolak's good penalty box striker, but Morelos, if he's still at Rangers, and he's still in the squad, and he's still in the bench.
Two games ago, he was probably number one striker.
But listen,
I agree.
But that would be the two games that ended 4-0 to the opposition.
I'm right. So you changed that, but I would probably look more at my defence and my goalkeeper rather than the centre forward that was banging for him up until that point. Now, I took on board Andy's points and Mark's point about holding the ball up. My big concern is if you're starting him, he's not had any game time. Yes, I know he's been in the gym working very, very hard. But me personally,
that means so have you, and nobody's suggesting
exactly,
you start tonight.
I've got a dodgy knee, I'm going in for Mop. I think what he'll do is he'll look for him to play a bigger part of the game when it settles down the second half.
If he's fit enough to be on the bench, he's the old same. How does that not work like that?
Because it doesn't. There's a
million.
Hold on a minute.
You don't start him. You don't start him. And Rangers can't get out of their penalty box. They can't get up the pitch because Čolak's a different player. Then you bring Morelos on. Would you not be better starting him? Try to get up the pitch. Trying to get even. If he can only play 45 minutes, at least you've got a focal point. I think the previous two results have been that bad for Rangers. The performances have been that bad for Rangers. I think Van Bronckhorst has to change personnel. I don't think he's going to change shape. I know he went to a five against Ajax in the second half to get a grip of things. I think he'll stick with the same shape, but I think the personnel will change tonight. Andy suggests Kent will miss it. Don't know about that. I think there'll be big personnel changes, and I think Morelos will be one of them.
You think there'll be big changes?
I think Lundstrom will play. I think Kent will play.
The intensity of the reaction's gone, because there wasn't a game at the weekend, right? So it allows everyone to maybe sort of calm down a bit. Rangers are going into this on the back of a 4-0 against Celtic, a 4-0 against Ajax. If you don't make changes now, you know, when do you? Or is this the last chance for some of those players?
Right, getting into after the 4-0 Celtic, 4-0 Ajax, I didn't see many players getting pass marks, right? Very few.
So you can't change them all.
So you're not going to change them all. So he's got to be loyal to him. He's got to stick by some of them. He might tweak one or two. I don't think.
So only one or two? You don't think it's more drastic than that tonight?
No, not at all. The goalkeeper, obviously. The big talking point. Look, if you're asking me if Morelos is the number one striker, yes. In my opinion, 100% play every week. Guaranteed. Because I think he brings so much to Rangers. I think he's got so much in his locker, a boy. But I just look at this game tonight. It'll be interesting to see how Van Bronckhorst thinks. But already, because the boys has played in a 4-0, 4-0, up until then, everybody was talking about he's scoring goals, he's looking lively, he's settling in. Two games, right, get him out of the team. Get a guy who, to me, is not fit. He won't be up to speed. You're not telling me because he's had a few gym sessions he's up to speed. I think that will take time. But I just think in the second half, when the game probably maybe settles down a little bit, I think Morelos is your man.
Andy, quick prediction from you. Are you going to get the business done tonight?
Can I come back and...
Make it quick, because half-time whistle's about to go in Warsaw.
Why should Lundstrom and Kent play, Gordon? They've been woeful the last two games. Not just the last two games. Yeah. Several games have been woeful.
Look, you could probably make an argument for a lot of players there, Andy. I think there'll be a few lucky to pull a strip back on tonight.
At half time in Warsaw, let's get the story of that first half with Gabriel.
Yeah, after 45 minutes here in Warsaw, Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Celtic 1, and wow, what a game it has been. Celtic the better team early on for sure, but Shakhtar stunned them on the break with Mikhailo Mudryk's stinger cancelling out Rayo Hatate's opener. There's over 3,000 Celtic fans in here. They've been so loud, they were here an hour before kickoff at the Municipal Stadium of Legia Warsaw, and the players came right out of the traps yet again with the chorus of noise behind them. Early on, Matt O'Reilly slipped Kyogo through in the first minute. A great save by the goalkeeper with his feet. Taylor then had a 1-2 with Haksabanovic. Fired the ball across the face, yards from the goal, but no one was there. And O'Reilly had a strong header into the keeper's arms. This was all within the first 5 minutes. And then 10 minutes in, you must say the goal had been coming. There was a huge thump up the park by Josip Juranovic from right back. It was controlled by Sead Haksabanovic on the left wing. He held the ball until Rayo Hatate underlapped him, ran past him, and then with left foot, he slid the ball past the keeper. It did take a nick off the defender on the way, and Kyogo could have tapped it in, but he let the ball roll over the line. And it was a well-deserved goal, it must have been said. Celtic certainly the better team. And then the game started to have a bit of a lull. Moritz Jens hammered a shot at the keeper's legs when the ball had been bouncing around after a free kick. Celtic perhaps could have felt they would have been two in front, should have been two in front after that chance, but then suddenly the game was level. Callum McGregor committed to a ball in the middle of the park that he just couldn't win, which allowed the opposing midfielder to slip Mikhailo Mudryk in behind Juranovic. He fired the ball into the roof of the net with his weaker left foot, a stunning finish. Shakhtar's manager had promised us that his team would counter-attack, and that's exactly what they did, scoring with their first real attack. The hosts then did start to grow into the end. They had another disallowed goal just a minute later. Mudryk was in again. He cut the ball back, but it was rightly chopped off. And then Marianne Schved, once of Celtic's parish, had a curling effort saved by Joe Hart. End-to-end stuff here. Either team could win this game quite easily. Half-time in Poland, Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1.
Yeah, brilliant first half. Some impressive stuff from Celtic, but ultimately level at the break. Celtic fans, if you've gone to the kettle or for something stronger, give us a call. Let us know what you made of that first half. William is a Rangers fan on the line. Bit of a debate in here, William. These two are nearly falling out about whether Morello should play or not. What's your take on it?
Hello, Gordon and Mark. To give the crowd a lift, I think Morello should play. Nae disrespect to Cole, he scored some important goals, but in my opinion, this is just my opinion, right? Morello is the best striker in Scotland on form. He is, there's no doubt about it. He scored big goals in Europe, big goals in this domestic league. McGregor, I can't understand for the life of me why the best, this is my opinion as well, the best goalkeeper in Scotland is on the bench. I don't understand it.
We'll save the debate over who's the best goalkeeper in Scotland for a night when we're not extremely busy, because that'll just lead us down some other path. Anyway, clearly William thinks he's Rangers' best goalkeeper. That's a forced one tonight, Mark. It looks like John McLaughlin, I mean, he was named in the Scotland squad yesterday, but he's injured and he's not going to play tonight. But because of the way this situation's been developing, this then becomes a huge night for Alan McGregor, doesn't it? The spotlight is just now going to be on whoever's in there.
Well, it will be, but I still think there's less pressure on McGregor than there would be McLaughlin tonight if McLaughlin was fit and playing. McGregor's proved what an outstanding goalkeeper he is, and I think everybody going along to Ibrox tonight will be quite happy. You know, not that a player's injured out through injury, but the choice has been taken away from Van Bronckhorst. So I don't think there's that much pressure on him. At the other end of the pitch, like, I'm with William. I think Morelos should play tonight. That's not to say that Colak's just been dragged out the team and put to one side and he has to sit and wait his turn again. I think it's, you know, horses for courses. I think tonight's game, Rangers need something different. I think the performances, I'll go back to it again, have been alarming the last two, and they need somebody that can maybe galvanise them, can pick them up. He would pick up the crowd, and particularly the way the game could go tonight with this side. Napoli, as I say, good side. We've seen it against Liverpool last week, but domestically they've been pretty dominant as well. So they need a focal point, and I don't think Colak is that in the game. Colak comes alive in the box, but Rangers need somebody to get them up the pitch. That's why I think he'll play.
How do you look back on the last two performances, William, and, you know, in terms of, Did the players then deserve to be changed, given them?
Absolutely, Gordon. It's been shocking. This is my whole point for the night, right? Alan McCoy's nailed it in the studio last week. Ajax ran 3.6 more kilometres than the Rangers players. me, that's nowhere near good enough, right? The 8 goals were conceded, right? How many of them are preventable? Everyone? I mean, the actual commitment. Did you look at Ryan Kent and two others turning their back on Alan McGregor for the Celtic goal? No good enough. Moaning about a shy, no good enough. 2 goals. Absolutely shocking. They need more commitment. Obviously, their team in Africa could be more skillful. There's nothing we can do, but they can beat us, right? But you've got to get commitment to the jersey, surely.
Yeah, I really like the way Williams put that, Gordon, because no one can deny that Napoli might win this football match. I mean, they're very good, and if they win it, that's fine in some respects, because these things will happen at this level. But it will need to be a very different type of performance from Rangers, won't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I think every fan going along there to Ibrox tonight will demand that, Gordon. It wasn't good enough. Now, I'm going back to Celtic part. I didn't think it was good enough, but I thought Celtic in first half were brilliant, right? So they were up against it. Over in Amsterdam, I thought the commitment, the effort, everything about it was below par for me. You're talking about changes. You could make a lot of changes tonight. My changes, I look at the goalkeeper, obviously. I look at Kamara, who I'm a big fan of, has done absolutely nothing this season for me. I look at Wright over there, wasn't involved. So I would play Kent because he can bring you something. And I look, is the decision going to be centre-forward? Mm-hmm. Now, the last two big European games, take Ajax out of the equation, PSV, real good side, good quality side, home and away. Colak scores home and away. So I don't think, look, and I agree with the caller there, and I agree with Mark that a fit Morelos is my number one striker. I think he's terrific. But I just think tonight, I don't see the point in doing that.
How do you feel about this game, William, and I suppose overall, because they're two kind of opposite ends here, and you would understand them both. Some Rangers fans might say, I'm absolutely dreading this. We've been beaten 4-0 twice in a row. This could be a really tough night, and then, you know, where does that leave us? But on the other hand, some people might think, well, this Rangers team surprises you in Europe and it might just be one of those nights. Which one's more likely?
Well, Gordon's nailed it. PSV, Rangers are absolutely brilliant in the two matches, right? Leading up to the Celtic game, Rangers were playing very well. You can't say they were playing rotten. They were playing nice football. Went to PSV, won the match. As you say, in European, like Dortmund, Leipzig, Braga, I can't remember, Red Star Belgrade. Football was absolutely brilliant to watch. There's no, they could do it tonight yet, but as I've stated, what Napoli are a very good side, they're Serie A, you know what I mean? It's possible.
Mark, what are the ramifications? I'm not launching a Giovanni Van Bronckhorst must go if he gets beat debate, not at all, but the Rangers fans are pretty furious with what they're witnessing, so just a good performance. Is that what he needs to take the heat off first and foremost?
I think when you're at a club like Rangers and Celtic, the manager comes under pressure. If you get three poor results, we always chat about it. It's a disaster and it's a crisis, we always say. But I think in this instance, you need to take the level of the competition and the opposition who you're up against. Now, Celtic, Ajax and Napoli, look, they're standout fixtures.
You can conceivably lose those three games.
However, the performance in the previous two was that bad that's made Rangers fans sit up and take a bit more notice of this game tonight. Now, Napoli will come and they'll be quality. We watched them last week and how good they were. It's William touched on it. Ryan Kent turning his back and things. Players looking like they weren't given their all. And that's a terrible thing to point at players. That is the alarming thing, because then it goes back to the manager, because fans look at the players and go, well, they weren't like that, you know, last year. What has happened? And the manager often gets the blame for that. So if it's similar tonight, yes, it does come under pressure. If it's similar, if it's an alarming result in terms of a 2, 3 or 4 and the performance levels match the previous two, yes, it's a but I don't think he will. I think he'll get a reaction tonight.
Enjoy the game if you can, William. 01419511025. Rangers fans, on the way to Ibrox, how do you feel? Get your team suggestions in. In fact, we'll give you the team very soon. We'll do that next. And the second half, Celtic's trip to Warsaw, that's next as well.
The Old Firm in Europe's big league. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
We've got breaking team news at Ibrox. Let's quickly get a change for Celtic ahead of the second half, Gabriel.
Yet Tyson Mahdes come on for Sead Haksabanovic at half time. Shakhtar came out quite early. Celtic making them wait. Callum Gregor leading them out for the second half. Huge 45 minutes coming up for Celtic in this Champions League group stage. But as I said there, Dejan Mehta on for Sead Haksabanovic. Matt O'Reilly stands over the ball, and the second half is just about to get underway.
Interesting. What do you make of that, Celtic fans? For the second Champions League game in a row, Ange Postecoglou changes one of the wide men at half time. In fact, for the second game in a row, it's Dejan Mehta that comes on at the break. Haksabanovic had done okay though, Mark. First half,
thought he'd done fine.
Set up the goal,
couple of good inclusions, you know, running at players as well. So I thought it looked all right. I must be a knock, but like, as we quite often say, that Ange Postecoglou, when he doesn't start Maeda, he's quite often the first substitute, and he will give you that press, that bit of pace. If he gets a chance, so like he did last week, he needs to put it away, because Celtic, for my liking, can he fall behind in this? They'll find it very difficult if they do.
Celtic in the box, Jota curls it, and the keeper spills it. Really poor from the goalkeeper, but Shakhtar do clear. I'll just stick with this for a second, because we've got very interesting team news from Ibrox. Rangers fans, what do you make of this team? 0141 951 1025. Is this the team that's going to get you back on track tonight, Andrew McLean?
Yeah, well, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has made five changes, but the most significant of those changes, Alfredo Morelos comes back into the starting lineup. His first start of the season, Antonio Colak dropping to the bench. Those changes in full: McLaughlin, Kamara, Wright, Tillman and Colak are the five that drop out. McGregor, Davis, Jack, Arfield and Morelos coming in. So, and I think this lineup is open to interpretation as well. If it's a back four, it'll be Alan McGregor in goal. The back four, James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, James Sands and Borna Barisic. The midfield three, Stephen Davis, Ryan Jack and John Lundstrom, Scott Arfield and Ryan Kent flanking Alfredo Morelos. However, there is another way they could line up. Alan McGregor in goal. It could be a back three of John Lundstrom, Connor Goldson and James Sands that we have seen before. We saw that last week in Amsterdam. It would then be James Tavernier and Borna Barisic, the wing-backs, Davis, Jack and Arfield in midfield, and Kent supporting Alfredo Morelos. So certainly, I'm sure a lot of debate building up to kick off on what Rangers shape will be. The substitutes for Rangers: McCrory, Budenokis, Yilmaz, Davies, King, Devine, Kamara, Tillman, Colak, Matondo, Wright and Sakala.
Well, Rangers fans, what do you make of that? Alfredo Morelos plays, is that the right call? Numerous changes for the manager, and I suppose Andrew McLean, maybe one that will be in the back of people's minds, unless I'm mistaken, not one new summer signing in that team.
Yeah, not a single summer signing, and that is something that a lot of Rangers fans have said. We've heard it on the phones that they've been critical of the recruitment. They've said that, I think it was at the end of the game against Ajax, there wasn't a single new signing on the park at that point, and Giovanni Van Bronckhorst going into this game without a single summer signing. So I think more questions will be asked about the recruitment. You look in the bench, there's the likes of Colak, who has dropped out for the first time this campaign, but Ridvan Yilmaz is there as well, Rabia Matondo, Ben Davies, who hasn't been fit enough, Malik Tillman been dropped to the bench as well. These guys not deemed good enough to start this game tonight, and as I say, it'll be interesting to see what the reaction to that is.
Celtic are pressing hard at the start of this second half, but Shakhtar looked very dangerous on the break. Get your thoughts in, Celtic fans, and of course Rangers fans, what about that team then? Morelos plays, how happy are you with that? It's a lot of changes, no summer signings in there. Get all your thoughts in. Morelos first. Gordon, you said it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a meatloaf there. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I predicted 2 changes of Kamara.
Is that a meatloaf song?
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Hold on, talk me through that though, because there were 5 changes.
Yeah, but I said Kamara and Wright definitely wouldn't play, in the goalkeeper obviously is a change. The big question mark was Morelos up front. Now, I said earlier, if he's a fit 100%, he's the best striker Rangers have got by far, in my opinion anyway. Van Bronckhorst has decided to go with the tried and tested tonight. I think, like Andrew said there, the end of his piece about the formation, I think this will be a 3. I think Lundstrom will drop back in. I may be wrong, but I just think that he'll feel a little bit more secure with the extra body in there. Let Barisic and Tavernier play high up. Gives Arfield in the pitch with Jack and Davis, try to dominate that area and just give Kent that licence to go and play off Alfredo Morelos. But he certainly gets scope to change it. But look, he's decided to change it about. But my surprise, like you, Gordon, and a lot of Rangers supporters must be thinking this, January, the recruitment wasn't good enough, and he came in for a bit of criticism from that. Summer, he's brought in a lot of players, and there's not one starting in probably a very important game for him tonight.
Mm.
So there's got to be question marks asked about that.
Right, let's bring in Craig, who's a Rangers fan from Dunblane. Craig, is that the right team for you tonight?
Yes. I, other than one other change, which would have been a bolder change, would have been Morelos and Čolak up front. You know, given we're at home, we've come off the back of two terrible results. He's made lots of changes. Why not go for it? What have we got to lose?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, Mark, it's a very un-Rangers thing to... Do you know what? It's very un... Every team nowadays, it seems, it just doesn't...
Two up?
Yeah, two sort of traditional strikers, which they are.
You need to rip everything that you've worked on up then. You need to go to an out-and-out two up front. Now, rumours that might be a three tonight, so that's a bit of a change from what Van Bronckhorst usually goes for and what these Rangers players are used to. But tonight, for me, it's not about formations. It's about personnel. And Van Bronckhorst has resorted when you need it most. I remember Gordon Strachan always used to say to us that he would have a couple of teams, a team for like winning games, a team for entertainment purposes, and a team to save your life. And he would always go to the tried and trusted. And I think, I'm not saying this is to save Van Bronckhorst's life, but he knows these guys and what they've been through, the 11 he's picked, he can rely on at the best of times. I think that's why he's waiting for them tonight. Now, if it doesn't work and he doesn't get a reaction or a performance out this team, then he does leave himself open. Because Dad's rightly said, recruitment is a huge problem. You know, I said at the start of the season that the Rangers team needs refresh because a lot of these players are from Steven Gerrard's era. They've went year after year. It needs refresh. He did refresh it, but they clearly aren't up to the standard what Van Bronckhorst wants.
So Craig, you do think Morelos coming back is the right call though?
It's hard to say. He's been out for so long. He's obviously questioned about his fitness. So we'll never know. It just can't get any worse. I mean, who else do we have? I mean, Čolak has been great. He's been putting in the goals. We just need to try something different. And I know that that's against Giovanni and his philosophies. But, you know, I think if you look at the rest of the group for the Champions League this year, if we're not going to get points off Napoli, we're not going to get points off the rest of them. So I just think when we're at home, try something a bit different and see how it goes.
It's a big night for Morelos, Gordon. I mean, let's not forget how this has all played out and why we're here. The manager's put it very much on the player, said his attitude was wrong, he's mentally and physically wasn't prepared, he was left out the squad, we've not seen him since. So I guess Rangers fans will be desperate to see something from him tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt of that. You know, we had some Rangers fans when the news broke about Van Bronckhorst talking about his attitude and everything. Right away, they were thinking, right, OK, get rid of him. We've heard that for years and years. But the one thing I like about Morelos is he's got great character for me. He always bounces back. He'll always come back and make himself a hero. He'll score the important goal. He'll play the game of his life. Tonight, there's a lot of responsibility because Rangers will need to hold the ball up top and Morelos is the main man for it. It'll be interesting to see how long they can get out of him because it's well documented. His fitness isn't in great. I know he's been working very hard on that part of it, but Mark will tell you, nothing is a substitute for game time out in the pitch. So they'll have to play on his feet tonight. They'll have to work round about him, but he could be a big, big player for him tonight.
I'm seeing a few grumblings on Twitter, Craig, about no new signings being in that team and what that says about the recruitment. Do you agree with that stuff or are you less interested?
You know, I think from memory he's brought in seven players this season and obviously big ones have left. But if they're not fit or they're not showing in training, what else can he do? They're maybe taking a wee bit longer to get to grips with how Gio manages. So I'd take that with a pinch of salt.
Oh, to be fair, Gordon, I'm not. When I ask the question, I don't mean that that's Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's fault or it's a mistake from him not picking it. I think the Rangers fans who are grumbling, rightly or wrongly, are grumbling because they feel that's an indictment of the club's recruitment strategy, not a criticism of the manager.
No, I'd be concerned. If I was going along to Ibrox tonight, Rangers fans were excited, and Mark said, to freshen up the team. They brought in, what, seven players? And by the way, if you look at them on paper, good quality players, paid a lot of money for likes of Yilmaz at left back. He's not really featured.
Ben Davis.
Ben Davis has come in there.
Matondo, wouldn't it? Pay for Matondo. Yeah. And he wasn't even in the squad against Celtic.
I think he was ill, apparently, that
was
day.
Was he?
Right, so he said,
okay. I think Tom Lawrence is the one that showed up. Obviously, he's injured. But Tillman, for instance, right up until the Celtic game, I'm thinking, oh, they've really got a good player here. Against Celtic, he looked shell-shocked to me. Over in Amsterdam, he didn't look like he was in for it at all. So, yeah, I would be concerned. As much as Rangers still got a good team tonight, but you add in the summer to strengthen. So they've not strengthened their playing 11 tonight.
Celtic pressing really hard, but still can't find a way through. And still, Shakhtar do look very dangerous on the break. It's time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Pundits have had it all their own way this week. Come on. Oh, what a run this is by Jota. Let's stay with this. He's beating about seven men, and
no,
he's just taking it
no,
too far.
No.
The shot's blocked. It's out for a corner. Anyway, 01419511025. If you want to beat the Pundit, you have to call before 7 o'clock. So let's see who's brave enough.
Big League. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
What a night of Champions League football we've got. It has started in quite entertaining fashion. 63 minutes gone. Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1. Celtic dominated the first half, took the lead, deserved it, could have added to it, and then Shakhtar caught them on the counter and pulled level. And to be honest, the second half's exactly the same. We're over an hour gone. Celtic definitely dominating, but you can just see flashes that Shakhtar could very easily kick on and win this game. So it's going to be a tense one. Celtic fans, get in touch either during or after. And 55 minutes to go until kickoff at Ibrox. Rangers fans, five changes, no summer signings in the team. Alfredo Morelos returns, and it's a game against Napoli on the back of 2-4-0 defeats. So you must have a lot to get off your chest. 0141 951 1025, and we'll do this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. No victories for the listeners yet this week. Good save from Shakhtar goalkeeper to deny Matt O'Reilly. Celtic keep knocking at the door. I like Nathan and Uddingston's style, Nathan, because the pre-match nerves are obviously kicking in, and you thought you would distract yourself with a game of Beat the Pundit. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Good man, good. Do you fancy your chances? What's got more chance of happening? You beating the Pundit or Rangers beating Napoli?
Rangers beat Napoli.
Oh, he's not giving himself much of a chance, is he?
Nathan.
He likes it. Anyone helping you, Nathan?
Yes.
That's fine. That's see that? Cheap. Nathan was scared there as if I was going to like cut him. That's perfectly allowed. Who's there? Who's in the background?
It's David and Graham.
Oh, is this a trio?
No way.
It's a trio. It's a five-a-side team in the background.
So what are you going to do with the ball if you win it? Third it? I see how you got that way. You don't want to take me on third it.
Gordon, I want revenge against you. You beat me the last time.
Oh, dear Nathan. Seriously, Nathan. You've just come on and admitted that to the nation. Oh, I don't know how much he's
team with him tonight.
Oh,
Graham, another one.
Right, anyway, let's toss the coin. It might not be the rematch. It might be Wilson against Nathan, Davey, Graham, Peter, Paul, Stephen, and the rest of the gang in the background. Let's see how we go. And it is, I'm afraid, Mark. It's heads.
Yes.
It's you,
yes,
against
okay.
the team.
Come on, the trio.
That's a young clueless.
Let's give Mark something else to listen to so that he can't hear what's going on. Probably wouldn't even get them right if he heard them twice anyway, Nathan, let's be honest. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know, all right?
No worries.
Right, top man, top men, your 30 seconds starts now. Who scored Celtic's opener against PSG in the Champions League in 2017?
Dembele.
Who managed Rangers immediately before Walter Smith's first spell?
The Cadencat.
Which club does Declan Gallagher currently play for?
St Mirren.
Which Scottish side play their home games at New Central Park?
Falkirk.
What nationality is Motherwell midfielder Sean Goss?
English.
Who played more league games for Celtic, Evander Snow or Thomas Gravesen?
Evander Snow.
Alright, let's bring Mark back. Can you hear us, Mark? Yeah. Yes, you got us good. Same set of questions to you then. 30 seconds on the clock. He's look, I can, you've got mischief in your eyes. He's going to be putting you off.
No. I think Mark will squish us tonight.
I thought I spotted some rude gestures from you a minute ago, I must say.
That was dance moves for the,
was
the
that
song
what it
for
was? Oh, right, okay. Yeah. 30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now. Who scored Celtic's opening goal against PSG in the Champions League in 2017?
Dembele.
Who managed Rangers immediately before Walter Smith's first spell?
Graeme Souness.
Which club does Declan Gallagher currently play for?
St Mirren.
Which Scottish side play their home games at New Central Park?
Cowdenbeath.
What nationality is Motherwell midfielder Sean Goss?
Irish.
Who played more league games for Celtic, Evander Snow or Thomas Gravesen?
Snow.
Okay. Right, the Uddingston Young team, how do you think it went?
Stinking.
As good as that. Let's find out. There's one. See if you, are you three on your way to Ibrox?
No.
I was going to say, to see if you were, you're going to need to turn round and never show your face again on one of these, and I think you know which one. Who scored Celtic's opener against PSG 2017? Dembele. Both got it. Well done.
Yeah, good.
Who
guess.
Managed Rangers, guys? Immediately before Walter Smith's first spell, it was Graeme Souness. They said Dick Advocaat.
Before Walter Smith.
Come on, lads. Three Dumplings in the one room.
You can't beat us Wednesday night.
Steady. We've not got through them all yet. 2-1 to Mark Wilson. Declan Gallagher plays for St Mirren. You both got that. Mark leads by one. New Central Park. It's all a bit new. You know the difference between like New York and New York.
Aye.
It's Kelty Hearts.
Kelty Hearts.
Does Cowdenbeath play it?
Central Park.
Derry Hearts.
So it's the new
So what they've done is they've slipped a new in there.
The Three Stooges didn't get it. No chance.
They did not get it.
I was
Sean
so
Goss, apparently, is German, would you believe?
Yeah. Wow, they never got that.
No, of course they didn't.
Nobody would get that.
I agree.
Does he even know that?
Possibly not.
He does now.
Which means it all comes down to the last one, but you both said the same thing, so nothing's going to change.
It's a tiebreaker.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because they both said Evander Snow, so whether it's right or wrong, Mark Wilson leads by one. It is Evander Snow.
Thank you. Thank you
for what it's worth.
Yes.
A 1, 2, 3. 4 for Mark and a 3 for the three guys. Hardlines, gentlemen.
One each.
At least he's got 1 point each.
1 point each. Are you proud of yourselves?
How do you see the game going tonight, by the way? Is that going to be more successful than Beat the Pundit?
I'm hoping for a draw, one each draw.
You're hoping
you're a Rangers supporter and you're home for a 1-1 draw.
Well, to be fair, you've all been saying Napoli would be favourites, you know.
Yeah, but if you're a Rangers supporter, you're not going along going, I'm home.
No, you're home for a win.
Hold on a minute. He came on here saying he was more hopeful a Rangers tonight than he was a Beat the Pundit. Was he hoping for Beat the Pundit if he was hoping for a draw?
Now just trying to be smart because. Would Rangers take a draw tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course he would.
But you asked what he's hoping for.
Nathan.
He's hoping for a draw. Surely you hope for a win.
Exactly.
I'm turning these two off, Nathan. They're doing my head in, quite frankly. What do you think of the team, Nathan? Happy with that? The changes? Morelos back?
Very happy.
What does it say about the team about, you know, no new signings?
You
bothered about that?
I would like them to go with Morelos and Kolak together, see how that would work.
I was expecting Nathan to confer with his pals about the thoughts on the team.
Man, a few words, Nathan.
There's a few wanting Morelos and Colak. Was ever on the cards, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. Even if Rangers go an out and out 3-5-2, I still think it'll be one of those where a Kent or a Tillman or a Water or somebody off them. The days of two strikers up front, I like playing with two strikers. I thought it worked back in my day, but it just seems like it's been discarded.
Back in your day.
I know.
You're in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
We always played two.
Back in my day. Jeez. It was colour TV back in your day.
Mm. To be fair, I started off with black and white. And then you had the meter in the back, you put your money in.
You didn't. You'd have had a way of.
My mum and dad. I'm not that old.
But still, you'd have been pulling some strings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Could you rig those TVs?
You could rig your, one of the boxes that put your... I don't want to say what company, but it puts your lights on. You just put a wee thing.
You're just taking that onto the digital era with your box.
Yeah, we're getting an insight into how you somehow managed to watch money. Partick Thistle v Cowdenbeath friendlies and all that sort of stuff.
I certainly wouldn't have watched it in New Central Park.
Interesting. Right, just a quick anecdote, because we're on the subject of freebies, right? We'll get back to the small stuff like Champions League football in just a second. Have you noticed that he is flaunting in your face? I don't even know if you've clocked it. Look over there. Look at the state of him, because there's a story behind this. Mm-hmm. Read out to the... No, in fact, don't read it out, right? Because I'll keep an air of mystery about it, Mark. Gordon and I played at a nice fancy golf course the other day. You know the one.
Yeah.
Owned by a former US president. Don't mean to be too subtle, one. Right? And there's obviously a certain clientele that go there, right? You've got to try and... You can take the boys out of Motherwell and all that sort of stuff, right? Mm. He has come in here tonight with a paper coffee cup with said hotel and golf club name plastered across the front of it. And do you know why? He asked for a free paper takeaway cup, empty, to take home with him so that he could use it.
Honestly, you know, that's one of the worst things you've ever done.
You should have seen the look on the woman's face. Do you know? Because she obviously had never had that request before. People were ordering coffees, and he said, "Can I just get an empty takeaway cup?" And she said, quite understandably, "Why?" And he said, "Because I want to take it home with me.
Do you know
and want to use it." And he's come in here tonight, and he's taken, he's extending his arm more than anybody I've ever seen to drink his coffee, so that he can show everybody where he's been.
And he's had it refilled as well. Yeah. And that's that disgusting. Same cup.
Do you know the manager is even tried to pull a quick one? She didn't give me a lid. Didn't go by me. I says, "Excuse me, Karen, could you please go to the bar and get me a lid for my cup, please?"
You're a strange individual. Because I mean, I did think you were there today. Because that's any normal person.
That could be excused.
The hotel, the golf course. But you've saved that. So are you going to save that? Are you taking that
wash out of paper cup?
I'm washing that out and leaving it in the studio.
Now, I'm all for global warming and, you know,
you're
recycling.
You're all for global warming?
No, against about recycling and so on. But that takes
the biscuit.
That is shameful.
I was going to
say something else, but
there is a reason that nobody ever does that.
Do you know something I'm going to say, and the listeners will agree with me here? It actually tastes nicer.
Oh,
it does. The Nescafe's just went down a treat tonight.
Absolutely shameless. Strange. Right, in the midst of that, hope you think it was a good story. Probably wasn't really, but Celtic have missed arguably their best chance of the lot, Mark. It was another wonderful run from Jota. He's having a really good game in that regard. He's dribbling past people for fun, but the goal opens up for him. He has to burst the net, and he kind of loses his footing a bit, and the shot is tame. With 75 gone, Celtic absolutely should be in front here, and they're not. And I wonder how much of a worry that now is going into the closing stages.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Celtic this second half have been excellent. You know, they've pinned Shakhtar back, much like the start of the first half. And Jota certainly been the standout. Two mazy runs, and the second one was certainly the better one. But you're right, Gordon, he does look, it looks like he just loses his left foot as he goes to pull the trigger with his right. He maybe should have shot earlier. And I'll say it again, Ange Postecoglou will not want to be like a broken record, coming on after every game saying we didn't take our chances and that cost us. Now, there's still 15 minutes to go here. The way Celtic are playing, you'd expect them to get another. But this team are good in the break, so they need to watch what they're doing.
Thing Celtic did, Gordon, during the hilarity of Beat the Pundit, was make a triple substitution. Which Ange Postecoglou does. He's very quick to rotate things. So Kyogo, Hatate and O'Reilly, who all had good games, they've all come off. Giakoumakis, Turnbull and Moy have gone on. So he likes that, doesn't he? And he knows the physical effort that his players put in. And then they come off, and another three have to go on and do the same.
Yeah, he has a feeling for the guys that have really put in the yards, Gordon, and the pitch, and they look at freshening it up. It's not a bad trio to come on. It's good quality that comes on the pitch as well. That's why he's built such a strong squad and a very talented squad. I agree with you guys. I think watching this game, second half, Celtic, I think, has been excellent. I think they changed Maeda coming on there. gives their defence a little bit of, you know, thinking about the pace in behind, the work rate that he gives. He just gives everybody round about him a lift. I thought that was a very positive substitution as well. Hadžabanović played very well first half. I'm not being criticising of him, but I just think that he gives everybody round him that sort of a lift. I think Celtic, especially Jota second half, has been excellent. They're unlucky not to be 2-1. This is one of these games you don't want to leave this pitch tonight and think, yeah, we've just lost or conceded a goal that's cost us a few points.
This is so poised, Mark, because generally speaking, a draw away from home in the Champions League group stages is fine.
Yeah.
But Celtic should be winning this game, and there's still the possibility that they don't even get the draw. So the last 15 minutes is going to be really fascinating.
Yeah, tense. At this level, it always is. Like, Celtic's well documented. Celtic have had troubles on their travels in the Champions League, but not only the Champions League at the top level, even last year. And if they get a result here, then it goes a long way to fixing that. And they should be ahead, but time and time again, you often get punished at this level if you switch off concentration-wise. So the players need to be tuned in. They need to just keep playing the way they are, because if anything, Shakhtar look the team that are tired and being pinned back. But we've seen Mudrick's goal in the first half, one bit of quality undoes you, and then it's very difficult to get back into the game. So finally poised.
Right, 40 minutes to go. Rangers fans, how are the nerves? How are you feeling? And what about that team that's been picked tonight, Hugh in Lanark?
Hi, good evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you? You well?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good man.
I'm 69 years of age. I've been watching Rangers since I was 10 years of age, right through the demotion, right down to League Two. I bought the 3 tickets for the European Champions League this year. I've given my first ticket away to my nephew tonight, and thank goodness I did. We might win tonight, and I hope we do. I really hope we do, because I'm a stalwart Rangers supporter. I cannot believe that we have spent millions in the summer to go and challenge and get out of the group in the Champions League, and the first home match we have at Ibrox does not contain one player that we have purchased in the transfer window. I watched what happened in January, and I wondered about whether that was actually going to bolster the team to win the league, and it didn't. So I have absolutely no confidence in either the internals of how we go about buying players. If our first home match does not contain one of the new signings, what does that say about our manager and the people who actually decide who we're going to buy?
And that's not the way it should be, is it? Rangers fans have waited 12 years for Champions League football. That must be tough to come to terms with feeling like that when it should all be about the excitement.
Well, we don't have the right to win. We don't have the right to win. Nobody's got the right to win. And we were humbled by Celtic at Parkhead recently. I get that. I totally get that. But I just cannot believe we have spent probably net £15 million by Scottish terms. That's a huge amount of money on players over the summer period. And our first home match at Ibrox. Okay, Napoli are an excellent side, and I would love to think we could beat them, but what a challenge that is. But to go into that game with not one of our new signings playing from the first minute, that does not tell me that we have a manager that knows exactly what he's about. I'm sorry, that's my opinion.
Does it not reflect more on the recruiters than the manager, though, no?
Well, if he doesn't want the player, don't take him.
What do you think, Gordon?
I agree with the caller. I would be alarmed as well. I think he makes great points. Now, the big question mark is, who makes that final decision at Ibrox with the new signings coming in? Now, I think Lawrence, if Don Lawrence was fit tonight, I think he would have been a Celtic goal close, but in the starting lineup. But I look at that, 7-8 signings they've brought in. I thought the January window was very poor as well. That went wrong for him, which put him under a little bit of pressure as a club and the recruitment side to get it right in the summer. And I think who makes great points, these guys were brought in to make the team better, stronger for nights like this at home to Napoli. And I would totally agree. I think Hugh's bang on the money, and I think you'll not be the only Rangers supporter thinking along these lines just now.
That said, the fact that these players came in the summer means that they didn't play a part in getting Rangers to a Europa League final, and everyone who plays tonight did. So is it that drastic to revert to that?
Yeah, but what I'll go along and say, first and foremost, as much as you come in as a signings, you're not guaranteed to pick up a jersey. You've got to earn the right to do that. And everybody's competition, you know, for places for competition. But if you get seven, eight new signings coming in, you'd expect two at least or three to be in that team, Gordon. You know, you don't bring 7-8 signings in, especially Yilmaz, for instance. What was he? He was millions of pounds. You don't bring them in to sit on the bench. They've got to be competing. They've got to be, you know, looking to grab a jersey tonight. This is probably Rangers' most important game just now. And I think Hugh makes great points. I think it's alarm for Rangers fans going along tonight and thinking, well, there's not even one in the team.
Do you feel the worst tonight, Hugh?
No, I don't, actually. I mean, look, I'm a very positive Rangers fan. As I say, I've been going for 59 years, and I gave my ticket to my nephew tonight, and I'm kind of wishing I didn't. But anyway, that's the situation. I'm absolutely dumbfounded. I think the point you make about the team that's there actually did exceptionally well in the Europa Cup. Of course they did. So what is the point? You only make signings, as far as I'm concerned, you only make signings to do two things, to either improve the side or to put somebody in the side who can be on the bench and replace what you have of equal quality so you have backup. But we've got a full 11 players tonight, and not one of them was signed by the manager.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be alone in that opinion, Hugh. Thank you very much. Celtic are still knocking at the door. There was an overhead kick from Maeda that somehow hit a Shakhtar head and went out for a corner. He was then played through, but the goalie came out and beat him to it. There's 7 minutes to go, and it's going to be tense. We're building up to kick off at Ibrox as well.
The Old Firm in Europe's big league. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards.
86 gone. Shakhtar 1, Celtic 1. Celtic have had so many chances, and since we last spoke, they've missed the best of the lot. Greg Taylor, a lot of space in the box, picked out Giakoumakis, even more space in the box. He turns, he's got a clear look at goal, he's right on the penalty spot, and his left-footed shot goes wide, Mark Wilson. The type of chance that simply has to burst the net at any level, never mind Champions League.
Yeah, you'd expect Giakoumakis to put that way. Thought it was great play from Celtic, patient. Greg Taylor gets his head up, a brilliant pullback. And when there's 5 minutes to go, it's a chance you want. It's a chance you want to fall to your striker. And it got it all wrong. Put it wide. Don't know if Celtic will get a better chance in the remaining few minutes, but they've been excellent. How many times has the camera panned on Ange Postecoglou and he's turned away with his head in his hands because they've spurned a chance? That shows you how much you've been in top.
Gordon, it's the type of chance that might keep Ange Postecoglou awake if this ends in a draw. And dare I mention the possibility that it really comes back to haunt Celtic in the next few minutes by Shakhtar catching them again.
If Celtic had to lose this, it'd be a real sore one, Gordon. Second half, I think they've been excellent. Giakoumakis, you're talking there, I'll go the old cliche. As a striker, you've got to hit the target. Hits the target, the ball's in the back of net.
12 yards out.
Yeah, goalkeeper's not getting anywhere.
He's got time to take a touch. Yeah. He does take a touch.
Sets himself up brilliantly. All the problem is he hits it by the
here
post.
Comes Celtic again. Abada's just come on for Jota. The cross is just a bit too deep. Three Celtic players went in and it went over the head of all three of them, and they're going to have to be very careful on the break, but not like that.
Here's a plus for me. See after the Real Madrid game and the positivity that came out, especially the first half, you get away from home, you're playing a team that's come off a great result. You're away from home. If you'd have said,
Celtic have spurned another from 6 yards. Dies in Maeda, ball across the face of goalie, slides in and fires it wide. It was a great pick out, and then Abada down the right swung across. Is that
I said Celtic won't get a better chance than Giakoumakis.
Is that worse? Or is he stretching too much?
That's a sitter.
Yeah, it's a great ball from Abada across Juranovic, across the face. Maeda, right place, stretching a bit, but still, he's 7 yards out. He should put that away.
Wow.
I mean, this is an opportunity missed. All the positivity, you're right, for Real Madrid game, I think on reflection, Ange Postecoglou will look at this and say that's 3 points that's got away.
I can't disagree with that. So that was where
been,
I was going. That's
it's
where
been
I was
complete
going.
Domination, hasn't it?
Yeah,
second half.
That's exactly where I was going until Mark stole my line. But I agree totally there. I think that's an absolute sitter.
Well, there's still time. 89 minutes gone. Right, Rangers fans, there's been a lot of talk about no new signings on the pitch tonight and all that sort of stuff. What, where do you sit on that, Ian and Uddingston? Ian, can you hear me?
Hi, mate. Hi.
Good, we've got you now loud and clear. What's your thoughts on this team tonight then?
I think I agree with the callers in some kind of way, but Lawrence is injured, Davies is injured, Souter's injured, so it's not really, it's not Van Bronckhorst's fault, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
There's 5 new signings on the bench though, isn't there? Let me double check. Ridvan, Davies, Tillman, Colak, Matondo. There is 5 of them on the bench.
I know. I just feel about 3 weeks ago Tillman was the best striker and the best signing, sorry, and we were going to just go away and like sign him, do you know what I mean, like for 6 million or whatever people were saying. So surely that's no 3 weeks, 2 games hasn't changed that, do you know what I mean?
I think the worry might be, Mark, that 2 games has changed that. Because sometimes, that's what we said earlier, we always obsess about results, which is fine and can be accurate, but that's why performances can be important. See if Rangers had lost 1-0 against Celtic and then 1-0 against Ajax and Tillman had done okay. But the danger is that those defeats were so heavy that it's set him back or it's set other people back.
Yeah, it set people's opinions on him back a long way. Because Ian's right, Tillman a couple of weeks ago was looking great, you know, and he scored an important goal and the Rangers fans were rightly saying, look, let's go and buy this guy. But he disappeared in the Celtic game, just looked too much for him. And those are the games that you do get judged in. Fairly or not, at this level, when you come to a Rangers or a Celtic, you get judged in the big games. Yeah.
What
he disappeared.
What do you think though, Gordon? I mean, can we have to stop for breath for a second and realise that if it wasn't for injuries, you know, then you know Lawrence would have played, and if Ben Davies hadn't had his previous injuries, then he would have played. John Souter's also injured. Mm. So I know it looks bad tonight and the 5 of them are on the bench, but is it worth taking that into account, as Ian says?
Yeah, you can put up an argument, but I still look at it and I think, right, okay, Colak, who was banging form, does that change it so quickly? Of course it does, because you look at the Rangers manager tonight, he's made 5 changes. 5 in the 2 games. Up until then, Colak was probably, in some of the Rangers fans' eyes, the top striker. Morelos had to fight for his jersey. Morelos has been put into the team tonight and there's nowhere near 100% fit. You've got Tillman, looked a very good signing. He's on the bench. Matondo, to me, I've still to see, you know, it'll take time for a boy, but he's not sort of a, you know, lit the place up. He's come on a couple of appearances at Ibrox, sub and looked pacey and not bad, but not done enough for me. I think Yilmaz, for instance, I don't see him anytime soon taking the number 3 berth against Barisic.
The number 3 berth? I don't know if we've ever heard it called.
You know
that.
What? But that is alarming for me, right? And you're right, Barisic seems to play week after week. That surprises me.
Why? He's a creation internationalist. He's a very good
player. He's a Croatian internationalist that's had a nightmare start to the season. He's been part of a back four that's shipped 4 in the past 2. And you can eight. And you can say, oh, it's not his fault. A lot of those goals, he was culpable. But he keeps playing. And you've got a guy who's an internationalist also who came for
3.5.
The fee's meant to rise to something quite substantial.
When are you going to give this guy a chance? Unless he is horrendous in training, which we aren't privy. Van Bronckhorst sees him every day. Then when are you going to give this guy a chance?
Sounds like you're speaking from experience, if you don't mind me saying.
Listen, I've been there before. I mean,
My big concern tonight was with something you came out with earlier, Mark, when you said that Gordon Strachan had a team he put his life on. Were you in that team?
Yes.
You look back. He was recalled for the big games.
Yes, I was struggling to know. I think Gordon will very lucky.
Well, you'll wait a little.
Doesn't value his life very much.
You'll have to look at some of the pictures I posted last week to see the big games.
Yeah, speaking of which, we had good fun ridiculing Mark Wilson for his picture collection from the Champions League. You can go on our Twitter feed, Instagram, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's called Spot the Ball.
See the video out there. Look. Ian, how do you feel about Morelos returning?
Good and bad, obviously. As Gordon says, the last kind of two games, Čolak hasn't really kind of lived up to it. But obviously, going back before, he scored about 6-6. But as long as Morelos' kind of attitude's right, then it should be all right.
Thing is, Mark, last time out, as it was now, given the games were off at the weekend, that game was well away from Rangers in Amsterdam, and still, you know, Čolak played to the end, and Morelos didn't get any minutes. Are we overanalyzing that situation, or could Morelos not even have got 15 when the game was done, and then it makes him sharper?
I thought about this at the time. Maybe it was just Van Bronckhorst giving Morelos a message that wasn't going to be easy, just to walk into this side, that he has to put in the effort in training. Now, he's had a week to do that, and like that, what I was saying, a team to save your life, tried and trusted, he's been there, he's done it. This is a big one, and he's chosen tonight. So Morelos has to respond. I think he will. I think Morelos is a different player starting a game than he is to coming off the bench. And that's the point I made tonight. I thought he should start. You get a better reaction rather than what we saw at Hibs.
I don't think he was just making a statement saying, well, we're not going to give you the last 15, 20 minutes. The game was away. I thought he should have got on, because you're not making a statement. What, 3 days in the gym and he's playing against Napoli? It's not much a statement.
Be some gym.
Yeah, exactly. It must be some membership. But I think Morelos is a massive player for Rangers. A fit Morelos is the top striker at Rangers without
right.
a shadow of doubt.
Last chance, Celtic. We're 5.5 minutes into the time added on. It's been all Celtic in this second half. So many, by the way, really good chances. If you've not seen them, some of them are sitters.
Oh.
And the ball's been hacked off the line. Giakoumakis went up for the header. It almost dropped in, but the Shakhtar player got back and hacked it off the line. And still, it's not over. 6 minutes and Celtic still on the attack. One last go at it.
Put it in the box here. Yeah,
you would expect. Last go. It's a 1-2, but it's cleared. And surely, no, referee says carry on.
Fergie time.
What is this? Next goal's a winner.
Celtic players need to look at the clock and, you know, stop passing it backwards. You know, they need to get it in the box.
That might be it. I think that is the handshakes all round. Full time in Warsaw, Gabriel.
Full time in Poland. Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Celtic 1. The Hoops are by far the better team, but they could not find that crucial winning goal after Mikhailo Mudryk had cancelled out Reo Hatate's first half opener. The Celtic players came right out of the traps yet again, with the chorus of noise behind them from their 3,000 supporters. Kyogo had a great effort saved in minute one. Greg Taylor then flashed one across the face, and O'Reilly headed powerfully into the keeper's arms. All of this was within the first 5 minutes. So when the scoring was opened in the 10th minute, you had to say it had been coming. There was a huge thump up the park by Josip Juranovic. It was controlled by Sejek Haksabanovic on the left wing. He held the ball until Reo Hatate underlapped him. It was a left-footed shot, slid the ball past the keeper with a nick off the defender on the way, and Celtic deservedly in front. They're in control of the game. And Moritz Jentz then hammered a strong shot at the keeper's legs with the ball bouncing around after a free kick, but it was well saved. Celtic could have had two, but suddenly it was 1-1. Shakhtar scoring with their first real attack. Cal McGregor committed to a ball in the middle of the park, allowed the opposing midfielder to get on it in the 10 position. He slipped the ball in behind Josip Juranovic to Mikhailo Mudryk, who fired the ball into the roof of the net impressively with his left foot. Shakhtar then had a goal rightfully disallowed before the interval when it was all square. Celtic came back out of the traps in the second half, putting the pressure back on and pressing hard. Jota was brilliant the whole second 45 minutes. He started with a curled effort that was parried out by the keeper. Then he had the first of his crazy, mazy runs. He took on five or six defenders, went slightly too far, had a shot blocked for the corner. In the 70th minute, he dribbled past another three or four. The goal opened up for him, but he was falling over by the time he pulled the trigger. He couldn't get a clean shot off, and he was forced out for another corner. O'Reilly had a couple of efforts. There was an overhead kick from Maeda, nicked off a defender and went wide. Then in the 85th minute was the golden opportunity number one. Greg Taylor pulled the ball back to substitute Jorgos Giakoumakis, who set himself that blasted wide with his left foot. You thought that might have been it for Celtic, but no. Juranovic picked out Maeda, who was stretching at the far post, but he couldn't convert it. He really should have done better, and it was another chance that went a-begging. There was a chance cleared off the line right at the death after a ball over the top from Aaron Moy. Celtic really should have tucked at least one of those last two in, and it will leave Postecoglou thinking of what could and what should have been. They were on top for the whole half, had Shakhtar penned back, and they just couldn't find that winner. And a draw away from home in Europe is always impressive, and they do have a point on the board in the Champions League, but they will feel that the game was there for the winning. Full time in Warsaw, Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Celtic 1.
Right, Celtic fans, what do you make of that? 01419511025, and back to Ibrox ahead of kickoff next.
The Old Firm in Europe's big league. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Celtic fans, how do you feel about what you just witnessed? Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Celtic 1. Generally a point away in the Champions League group stages is pretty good, but Celtic could have scored 4 or 5 real big, glaring, clear chances. Does it leave a sense of disappointment then, or do you take the point and move on, pick up the phone and let us know? Naturally, attention is also turning to Ibrox. 15 minutes to go, 12 years Rangers fans have waited. They're only 15 minutes to go. Andrew McLean, how's it bubbling up?
Yeah, filling up nicely here at Ibrox at the moment. A sense of anticipation, despite the fact that it has been a horrible couple of weeks for Rangers. Really, 8 goals conceded, 0 scored, plenty of questions raised and none really answered in those last couple of games. But Giovanni Van Bronckhorst yesterday, you know, he was defiant in his defence of his philosophy in his pre-match press conference, so that won't change. But these supporters will be looking for something really, really different from what they saw against Celtic and Ajax. I'm not sure anyone's expecting Rangers to come here and blow Napoli away, but there needs to be signs of progress. There needs to be signs that those two performances aren't a sign of things to come this season, but they are coming up against the Napoli side who have bags of talent. I was just watching them warm up there. They were doing a sort of rondo in front of me, and you can see the quality in that in itself. Star striker Victor Osimhen, he's out for this game, but a key man this season has been Kvitsa Kvaratskhelia, not just because I've spent the last 2 days learning how to say his name, but the young Georgian winger has burst onto the scene, and he really has been rated as one of the top young talents in Europe, so he could cause Rangers real problems tonight. They'll look to keep him quiet as well, but this game of course has been moved 24 hours as well because of his concerns about policing. That means it will be a full house of Rangers fans here tonight. The Rangers fans really played their part in that Europa League run last season. They'll hope that they can help drive their team on tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew, so much has been said. You'll have heard it yourself. There's a bit of concern amongst Rangers fans that no new signings are in the team, and then the previous results. This is not the way the build up to this was supposed to be. Like we mentioned, 12 years they've waited for Champions League group stage football at Ibrox. So often this Rangers team does surprise you in Europe, though. Is that what these Rangers fans who are inside the stadium are clinging on to, that perhaps they will just do that again?
Yeah, potentially, but I think that, you know, the game against Ajax last week certainly knocked the stuffing out of a lot of the supporters, because it was such a heavy, heavy defeat, and because the display was really soft from Rangers. And I think going into that game there was a lot of Rangers supporters that thought, you know what, they might do something against the quality of Ajax, because they did it time and time again in the Europa League run last season. It didn't happen. It wasn't even close to happening last week. So I think that will have dampened the spirit of some of these Rangers fans at least. But they'll hope that under the lights at Ibrox, it was Thursday nights last season where Rangers seemed to live in this bubble where they would just come here to Ibrox and perform no matter who the opposition were. It's another quality opposition tonight, and I'm sure there'll probably be some mixed feelings in this Rangers support. Some will think that, you know, it could be a very similar performance to what they saw against Ajax and to what they saw against Celtic, but there will be plenty of Rangers fans that will hold on to that hope that they're capable of bringing back those special nights that they had last season.
Do you think, Mark Wilson, there's any chance that you see a, I was going to say a wounded Rangers, just in terms of the Ibrox factor's been so good for them in Europe, and they go right at teams and they blow teams away. Do you still try and do that because that's what's successful? Or is there an acknowledgement that you're just not in that place at the moment and you have to maybe try and stay in the game and be a bit more solid? How do you see the approach?
Well, look, you can look at it both ways. Ange Postecoglou came out and says one thing, and he stuck to his guns, and it looked good, but ultimately they were beat last week against Real Madrid, and he played the same way tonight, and he's got a point. Van Bronckhorst last week came out and says that they can't compete with teams at that level, need hundreds of millions, so it would lead you to think that they would maybe play a wee bit more conservative, because they understand the challenges when Napoli are in possession. So it will be an interesting one. I think Rangers should go for it. I think they got their success through overwhelming teams in the opening stages of games. I think they should try that again tonight.
That said, Andrew McLean, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst came about as close to animation as we've seen him yesterday when he was asked about his philosophy. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Having spoke to Giovanni Van Bronckhorst several times since he took over at Rangers, he tends to stay on a pretty, still the same level, really. Whenever he's talking, no matter what the subject is about, he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. But when he was asked about potentially changing his philosophy yesterday, I was going to say it's the most riled up I've seen him. Even at that, he wasn't too riled up, but it's the most passionate I've seen Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. He clearly believes in what he's trying to do with this Rangers team, but potentially there's maybe a bit of pressure playing into that as well. Maybe he feels the team are under a bit of pressure at the moment, and that's what sparked that reaction. But there's only one thing that will get these Rangers fans to change their opinion, and that is a performance tonight. Not necessarily a win, not necessarily 3 points, or maybe even a draw, but that fight and determination from the players that hasn't been seen in the last couple of games. The Rangers fans will hope that they can see that tonight, and that'll maybe be the only way that opinions will start to change.
It's a complete cliche, right? But I'll just go for it anyway, because just particularly where Rangers are at, how much difference a fast start would make, Gordon. It's not the be all and end all. We can score early and lose four, you can do it vice versa. Just for that belief, that excitement.
I think that's the last words the Rangers manager will say to his players. We need a fast start here, because a fast start gets the crowd up for it, gets the fans behind you, gets that atmosphere going, gives you that energy. I think Rangers' success in Europe has been try to go on the front foot, try to get as many goals as they possibly can, and they've been successful. They've had good victories at Ibrox. Ibrox seemed to be the place that nobody wanted to come and play in Europe, because obviously the way Rangers went about their business. They have to get back to that tonight, Gordon. They can't go with a different style. They can't go with a different approach. The Rangers fans will not allow that. They'll be demanding a better performance, a better sort of a commitment to playing this game tonight. I think you'll see that from Rangers. It will be a difficult game because you're up against a quality side.
Celtic fans, don't forget, we're here until 11 o'clock. So really, this is you in traditional open line territory. What did you make of that game? Pick up the phone and let us know. 0141 951 1025. And it's showtime at Ibrox next.